Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, the only news show where mules, mountains, and mouth-watering steaks all make the headlines. In today's episode, we've got everything from a hilarious comedy showing in Mammoth to the latest fish tales from the Blake Jones Trout Derby. Plus, if you've ever wanted to trade in your skis for a volunteer vest, well, we've got details on how you can help out at the Caldera Burn Ski Race. And of course, a few very important competitions, like who's serving up the best steak in the Eastern Sierra? Because let's be honest, that's the kind of election we all care about, am I right? But before we dig into all of that, a big shout out to Bishop Mule Days, the legendary event that's trotting into town this May. If you love mules, rodeos, and the kind of parade that doesn't require a single gas-powered engine, you won't want to miss it. Check out muledays.org for all the details. Now, let's jump into the news, because unlike a stubborn mule, we won't keep you waiting. First up, a late-night incident in Bishop has left the community on alert. In the early hours of March 22nd, a physical altercation involving approximately 20 individuals occurred behind Black Sheep Coffee Roasters on Main Street. The Bishop Police Department reported one person injured who was conscious and in stable condition, and one suspect arrested. The cause of the altercation remains under investigation. Next, anglers rejoice. The 2025 Blake Jones Trout Derby in Bishop saw enthusiastic participation. Robert Eddy of Bishop secured the grand prize in the adult blind bogey category, while young angler Trayson Chartraw, also from Bishop, took first in the kids blind bogey. The heaviest fish, weighing in at 3 pounds 9 ounces, was caught by Mark Cortez from Chino. Participants were also involved in cleaning up the river and reservoir, with 33 individuals being entered into the Talkin' Trash drawing for bringing in bags of garbage. Thank you for that. Don Stevens from Temecula was named the lucky winner. Congratulations to all participants for keeping this cherished tradition alive. Saddle up, folks. The legendary Bishop Mule Day celebration is trotting into town from May 20th through the 25th. Experience 6 days packed with thrilling mule events, concerts, and the world's longest non-motorized parade. Whether you're a seasoned attendee or new to the festivities, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on this unique celebration of our beloved mules. For more details, visit muledays.org. And make sure when you're watching the parade, you sit somewhere near the park so you can hang out with Amy and myself, because we're some of the official voices for Mule Days. Calling all ski enthusiasts, the Caldera Burn Ski Mountaineering Race is seeking volunteers for April 17th through the 19th at Mammoth Mountain. Volunteers can assist with course setup, marking, or serve as course marshals during the event. Perks include a transferable lift ticket and reduced entry fees for this or future races. Interested? Contact Laura at lbeardsl@gmail.com to get involved. Interested racers can still enter the race. Be sure to visit easternsierranow.com for all the information. And finally, a shout out to our community champions. State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill is accepting nominations for the 25 Nonprofit of the Year Award. This year's focus is on organizations enhancing public safety, preventing crime, supporting first responders, or promoting community resilience within Senate District 4. Nominations, including a letter of recommendation from a local elected official, are due by 5 p.m. April 10th. For more details and to submit nominations, visit easternsierranow.com. Attention carnivores! Eastern Sierra Now's Epic Eats poll is on a quest to crown the best steak in the region. In Mammoth Lakes, the Mogul is currently leading, but the restaurant at Convict Lake is hot on their heels, as they should be. Those are both fantastic steaks. Over in Bishop, Whiskey Creek Steakhouse holds the top spot. They jumped a few hundred spots there in about a day or two, so that must mean they're good. They are holding the top spot, but it's still a close race with Back Alley Bowl and Grill and Molcajete's Fusion Restaurant. Your vote can make all the difference, and there's only a couple of days left, so cast your ballot before the poll closes on March 31st and help us settle this sizzling debate. Vote now at easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. Okay, Eastern Sierra, are you looking forward to a weekend of fun? Well, let's take a look at what's going on. Starting off with the annual wildflower exhibit at the Maturango Museum, taking place this Friday, March 28th through Sunday, March 30th. Cost is $2 per person, and several workshops and events will be taking place throughout the weekend, including Climate and Vegetation presented by Glenn Harris tonight at 6:30 p.m. And Bishop C5 Art Studios is hosting Art and Avalanche Science with stories from Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center forecasters tonight at 6 p.m. Theater enthusiasts can look forward to Mammoth Repertory Theaters, POTUS, or Behind Every Dumbass or Seven Women Trying to Keep Him Alive. Story of my life. Showings will take place tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. with a matinee on Sunday at 4. Trust me, I went. It's hilarious. Don't miss this. Tickets are $20 online, $25 at the door, with discounts for seniors. Remember, this is the last weekend to see this uproarious, righteous comedy. Those are appropriate adjectives, trust me. Tomorrow, the Alabama Hills Rangers will be hosting a tour of the area starting at 11 a.m. and meeting at the Mobius Arch Trailhead. Additionally, a pop-up ranger table will be present at the trailhead starting at 10 a.m. Skiers over 21 can look forward to tomorrow's après ski party with DJ Wildcat and A Craze from 2 to 5 p.m. The younger skiers can enjoy Woolly's Dance Party with complimentary hot cocoa from 3:30 to 4:30. In honor of Women's History Month, the second annual Keep Her Wild Craft Festival will be taking place tomorrow from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Outbound Mammoth Lobby. Lastly, the Climbing Film Tour is back for a fifth season at Minaret Cinemas tomorrow at 5 p.m. For information on these events and so much more, please visit easternsiernow.com/events. And let's have a little ski report, shall we? We'll give you the good, the bad, and the downright. Where's my chapstick? Of mountain conditions. Let's start with the essentials. We've got an 80-inch base, spring conditions, and a light dusting of snow overnight. Just enough to tease us for the storm pattern rolling in next week. So yes, winter's still flirting with us. Happens to me all the time. All 10 parks are open with 176 trails and 23 lifts spinning. Plenty of terrain to keep you busy, whether you're carving corduroy, hunting for side hits, or just trying to make it down without an impromptu yard sale. It's a good one. Now, a word about the weather. Strong winds and thick cloud cover this morning. So if you're aiming for that windswept mountain hero look, this is your moment. But fear not. The clouds are expected to clear by the afternoon, revealing that perfect mix of winter and spring conditions. If you're looking for that soft, slushy snow, we'll just follow the sun. It knows what's up. It's shaping up to be a killer weekend on and off the slope. So get out there and enjoy it. And remember, après means after. So earn those turns before you hit the lodge. Stay safe and send it responsibly. All right, time for our sports report, where we love to bring you the latest scores, highlights, buzzer beaters. But today, scoreboard's looking a little empty. So instead, let's talk about a real winner. The Back Alley Bowl and Grill, the proud sponsor of our sports section. Now, they may not be dunking basketballs or hitting homers, but they are grilling up some serious competition in the best steak poll. If you haven't tried their steak yet, this might be your sign to conduct some very important taste testing. And if you have, well, no harm in a second opinion, right? And while you're talking about sponsorships, just like Back Alley Bull and Grill keeps our sports section rolling, there are still open spots for local businesses to sponsor different sections of the news. You want your name on the weather forecast, the ski report, fishing report, maybe even our always serious breaking news section. Well, hit us up and let's make it happen. That's it for your sports report. Short, sweet, and steak-filled. It's kind of like most of my ex-girlfriends. Stay tuned and stay hungry, Eastern Sierra. Okay, let's dive into the forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes from today through Sunday. Today, for Bishop, expect minimal clouds on a sun-soaked day with a high of 67, low of 36. Perfect weather to enjoy the great outdoors or perhaps indulge in a steak at your favorite restaurant. After all, there's a pull to win. Saturday, the sunshine continues with a high of 65, low of 35, ideal for any weekend plans you have in mind. Sunday, few clouds will join the party, bringing variable cloudiness and a high of 67, low of 39. Still a great day to be out and about. Mammoth today, partly sunny and breezy with a high of 43, lows of 19. Hold on to your hats, folks, literally. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 47 and a low of 23. A great day to hit the slopes or enjoy the scenic beauty. And Sunday cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Oh, also spotty showers. Chilly in the morning, becoming breezy in the afternoon with a high of 44, lows near 28. Keep that jacket handy and maybe plan for some indoor activities. That's your weekend weather update for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Whether you're basking in the sun, braving the breeze, making the most of it, just stay safe and enjoy the weekend. Thanks, Eastern Sierra. That wraps up today's episode of Eastern Sierra Now, where we take our news seriously. But never ourselves. If you like what you heard, hit the subscribe button on YouTube so you never miss an update. And while you're at it, follow us on social media for breaking news, community happenings, and maybe even a few behind-the-scenes shenanigans. Big thanks again to Bishop Mule Days for sponsoring this episode, because where else can you see a parade led by an all-star lineup of long-eared legends? We'll see you next time, Eastern Sierra. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged, and if you haven't voted on our Epic Eats Steakhouse Showdown yet, what are you waiting for? I'm gonna go get a steak right now, actually.